Haravana. Dhammana Sisa. Very strange that spent yesterday going through three pshatim in Amana Sisa, and now the Gemara says he's Dhammana Sisa. And as you know, the Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara doesn't answer the Kaitra of Amana Sisa. It just says that it's talking Kol She'en Ba'lai Mishum Anzeles, Ba'lai Mishum Nesiles, Ba'lai Mishum Abdei Malachim. Only a psal of kahuna. Amar Amaya, Shamati kol she'en b'echa b'kalei, v'metim b'kahuna. Shemar Lardai Mishum Ramaya, v'chem Shemar Nasiya, v'chem Dvara, v'zeu Amana Sisa, kol she'nid ma'vasach, v'chol ma'kim yisrael, v'zeu Mishum Ramaya, v'hem ma'kim yichalal, v'chem Shemaya. So these words in the Gemara, just reading them simply, we don't understand. And the Gemara now is going to go through the three sheets. We have a Tanakama Ramaya, and there are Shimon Elazar and Shimon Rameir, and three opinions in something, but it's not clear what that something is. So the Gemara now explains. Amen. Izali Amana Sisa, Koshem Ba Leimish Shimon Zayit, Leimish Shimon Nesinus, Leimish Shimon Adim Elah. Chalo Kosher, Mai Shahanach, so Mai Chalo Kosher. But if it's chashash chol, then it's kosher. Ma'ishtachanach day raisa chol ma'ami day raisa. If you're saying it has to not have mamzeris in it, when it's sinus, that means if it has mamzeris in the sinus, it's a problem. So why isn't cholol a problem? So that's a problem with the Tanakam. So what's Shana Ramei? Amar Ramei or Shemati Kol Shem Bachem Mekalei L'Masiyum Lekuhuna. I'm a Tanakama. The mayor is also saying exactly the same thing. If it has no mamzeres nesinus avdei malachim, you can marry a kayin. That's exactly what the Tanakhama said. The third thing. Third mandiyam. If Shem ben Elazar ayinam mishum remeya, chenar Shem ben Asiyam kedvar, is all manasisa. Kal shenit ma basafik chala. Makin yisrael mamzeres shabenei mekir chala. Shabeneiyem. Farm rit reisha chala kosher. What is Shem ben Asiyam saying? That you just finished saying that Safik Chol is kosher, so what's going on? So this half an amid just set up the terrace of Rabbi Yechidah. I'm Rabbi Yechidah. Now this is the sugya. Rabbi Yechidah's mem mamzer sadeach b'chol shaytziki kibayim. A new idea. You have a person who is accused of being a cholol and he's quiet. What does that show? What does that prove? Tanakhama Savar Kol Psul Dekari Levi Shasik Pasul. Tanakhama is telling me that any psul, if they call him a mamzer, a sin, a chala, and he's quiet, and he says nothing, so no matter what, it's a psul. Vachi Kami Tanakhama, this is how to read it into his words. Ezao Amana Sisa Koshayim Valoish Suf Mamzer, Valoish Suf Nesimus, Valoish Suf Yalvach. And also, voice the cholam. The chashtika is a raya that you're maida, that you're pasul. Come lay remeya. No. Hanachu de kapasul lay bekal. Avashas the cholam kasha. No. When is a person expected to scream by major accusations, like mamzeres on the sina or avdei malachim, which passes into everybody? But shasik halal is not such a major accusation, kosher. But the shasik mishum deliach this way. He says, I don't care. Let's get the shita straight. Tanakhama says shtika is always a problem. Rameyal, shtika is only a problem for mamzeres when the sinu avdei malachim. And shemem nasi, the third shita, shemelazo, kamalei shemelazo, the Tanakhama is Rameyal. Ishmi alach, the mash Rameyal b'shtika. Just the opposite. Loi the karole chalol the shasik. No, he was a master when they called kulam a chalol. He's quiet. And the karole manzer the shasik. Manzer the shasik. That's a right. Had the shasik sabr manzer kala islay. Al the karole manzer the shasik. He's master. This was Ramey with master shtika. Is manzer the shasik. Had the shasik sabr manzer kala islay. So I have nothing to worry about. Avol manzer v'tzaveyach. Or follow the shaisik pasul. By the ishtik, sabr mistayed loy makile mikal. What's going on here? What's the first thing mean? Again. Hai the shasik sabr mamba kala islay. אבל ממזה וצדיח, כל בשייסק פסל. What does that mean? Someone calls you a ממזה, what would be the normal thing to do? What? Normal is? To say something about it. It's also if you're chalal, normal is? Normal is? What are we saying now? What's going on? Anybody? Mamzer tzava, till this first night yammer was easy. This night yammer, what's he saying? Rashi doesn't help us much either. The Shimon, Haydi Shasi, the word. Start again, okay? Come away, Shimon, always on time to come to Ramayah. Ish Niyalach, the Mashir, Ramayah Bishtika. You heard that Ramayah was Mashir Bishtika. And you understand that that means Shtika Cholo. No, like the Cholo. It wasn't Mashir if they call you a Cholo Bishasi. Oh, the Cholo Lay Mamzer Bishasi. So it's normal to be quiet. And screaming, why would happen if you scream? Does Rashi say clearly? I think Rashi doesn't say clearly. So let's just see Rashi's lashon. There's a reason that I'm doing this. Rashi, the third wide line of the middle side. Miu b'ha palagramei ha-tanakam. Miu kol psul d'shasik bei pasul. Tanakam held any psul that you're quiet about to write your apostle. Well, Rameyer, and according to Rameyer, according to Rav Shimon's chat, cholol shasik hu the pasul. If somebody calls you a cholol and you're quiet, that's psul. Some Messiah blame actually in the call. Plus he's thinking, I'm better off being quiet. If I scream, they're going to investigate. A guilty person who you call a chalal will do what? Will be quiet. Because he doesn't want anybody to investigate. But if somebody calls you a mamzer and you're quiet, that's good. So if someone calls you a mamzer and you're quiet, that's a raya, you're kasha, because you're confident that makirin Yisrael mamzer shabinayim, there's no problem. So if you're screaming when they call you a mamzer, that shows something guilty about you. According to this, mamzer v'tzaveach is a problem. Ochol v'shasik is a problem. What's going on? Third man yamer, everybody. If we understand third man yamer, so what's the third man yamer? That they call someone a mamzer and he screams, there's something wrong. They call a cholol, then it's being quiet, there's something wrong. Because makirin, because of the star of makirin, it's all makirin. So let's just see what comes out. According to the Tanakhama, if someone calls you a mamzer and you're quiet, what's it in? The problem. According to the Tanakhama, it doesn't matter what. Yeah. And according to the first man, the Yamar, if someone calls you a mamzer and you scream, it's a psul. That's strange. It's, let's say you want to be yaitz of both shitas. If someone calls you a mamzer, what do you do? Huh? You're lost. Anytime someone calls you a mamzer, you're in trouble according to one man the other. But if you're quiet, according to the first man the other, you're being right. And if you scream, according to Shimonasi, Shimon ben Elazar, I'll leave it to Ramea, then you're. Huh? You scream low. Give an eagle answer. It's very strange. I like it. Kassel and Kassel. What? Isn't it strange? Like, why is this way of a Pashk Shah in the Gemara?
It's not because the Tanakh is going to say, flyers, and the other one's going to say, no, there's a reason why you keep the flyers. And no, we're not going to say that Mark is getting salary, and he's getting his other, this is not going to be used to something other than the flyers. Why waste my time marketing? What is wrong? The flyers is wrong. What's the wrong argument?
So you agree with me that they're opposite tvaros. They're looking at it two different ways. So what do? You learn the sugya. What are you supposed to do? That's why we're trying to see what people naturally do. You're right.
So
therefore, that's similar to, that means being fired is normal. Similar to the left of the other. Okay, I didn't. There's more saying that. That is something everyone knows. You're fired. The king is well, I'm not very sure. It's really a Gemara. First shot in the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn the way we just learned. The Ran learns, and the Ritva somehow sees it in Rashi. The Ran learns that that's not pshat. The pshat in the words manzer tzeveya, the chol shaitik, is really not shtika, not screaming, nothing's arising. Some people scream, some people are quiet. If you have a person who, when you call him a manzer, he screams, and the same person, when you call him a chalal, he's quiet. That's a raya, he's a chalal. In other words, Shimon ben Elazar is saying that screaming is no raya, and being quiet is no raya. Being inconsistent is a raya. It's not two cases. The way we touched it before, Mamzer Tzedek is one case, called the Shaitik is the second case. The Rambam says, we can learn it to all one case. You have a case, we have someone, who when he's a man, when you call him a man, he's screaming. When you call him a chol, he's quiet. That's a raya that is false. Because since he screams by man, and he doesn't scream back, chol, so obviously the person screams. So why does he keep on screaming? But B, the chol, he's being nice. Very nice chat. I mean, if it would be chol, it'd say dayach, man's of a shaykh. Not so sure, because why, if he's a mamzer, why is he screaming when they call him a chol? He'd rather be a chol than a mamzer. The case doesn't make so much sense. Because if why he's screaming when they call him a chol, you're not a chol. Because you're a mamzer. He's screaming when they call a chol. You're right to be made our mamzer. I don't know how the opposite case would be exactly. But what? In which case? In this case? A chol. Mamzer today, a chol be shaytik. He's a chol. Well, the assumption is that the first two Tanoim is the shtika is a type of being maida. So we're going to the same thing, shtika is a type of being maida. Usually you can't tell by asking people. If it happened this way, then I'm going to say, hey, I follow the shaykh, then you can tell. Any other time you can tell, you can't tell. You never know. You won't. That's what I would have assumed before we learned the sugya. I would have assumed that this. They don't have to do it. They're not obligated to test it. But if they're in the mood to, yeah, they have to. Test it. Because the Ran holds that shtika is a raya of haidah, screaming is not. He doesn't like to think that screaming is a raya of haidah, that you're lying. Yes. It's all one case. That's where the Ritva probably got it from. The Ritva may have gotten it from the Rashi Yom Rav Yechanan. Kishakai, other Kishakai. Yeah, Rashi seems to say it's one case. Okay, there's a So there are two pshatim we have in the Gemara. Yeah. Tosfos clearly holds a separate case. Tosfos Avol says in Tamer, Mamzer Zevach and Olei Apostle. Clear that Tosfos holds a separate case. The Gemara in Kedushin, in Abayin Aleph, that says, Yichus of the Bavel, Hayush Dikusa. The Yichus of Bavel is people are quiet. People don't answer when you accuse them of anything. Who said the Bavel Hamish Dikusa? You want to get a good shidda, find people who know how to be quiet. Guys date, they want girls that talk a lot. But on the date, it's nice that they have a girl that talks a lot. Right? No problem being quiet. But people who get married like women who don't talk too much. So it's a very strange thing. You know, you meet like one type of woman to date and one type of woman to marry. Huh? You should be finished talking ahead of time. And this view, what's the opposite?
I'm aware
the Shtikus of the Babel Hayni Yichus, and it's a similar to this subject. That Gemara says being quiet is Yichus, and our Gemara is saying being quiet is being Maida. See where the two Gemaras. And you can't say that the two Gemaras argue, because the Torah brings both. The Torah says first that Shtikusa the Haini Yechusa, somebody's quiet when he's accused, it's good. And then he brings on Gemara. It's not a Simen. The same Simen, not one after the other, but both are Simen. Well, obviously there'll be an answer which will answer. I guess three Mahalachim in how to answer the few of the two Sugyas. Yikar Mahalach is a Mahalach of the Ritva. Here in the Gemara, the Ran brings up B'Shem Acherim, that our Gemara is talking dafka about a mishpacha that's an Isa. In Zeru Avonas Isa. We're talking dafka about a family that has a psul mixed into the family. In such a family, where there's a psul in the family, now, if you go over to a member of the family and say, you're a Halala, you're a mamzer. The normal thing would be you should object, you should answer. Because he's being accused of something about which there's taka a suffix or a sextech in his mishpacha. So that our Gemara is talking dafka about a Isa. Dafka is talking about an Amanas Isa family that, like we learned in Tysus yesterday, has a sextech in the mishpacha. So really, the sex maker of Yeshua holds his kosher. So Gemara is saying that when you accuse him, he's quiet. That's absurd. So that our Gemara is talking about an Isa. Gemara condition is talking about a normal person. A regular, ordinary person, any one of us. Someone calls you a hamzer, or a halal, or a nesin. You keep your mouth shut. Yichusa, it's a bava. I knew Yichusa. Yichusa the bava, Hanish Yichusa. It comes back to what Edison was saying before, that if somebody accuses you of something that there's no remote possibility in your mind it's true, you keep your mouth shut. If it comes over to you and says something about you that's way off, the normal thing is just be quiet. If it's not so way off, if it's talking to Mishpachas Isa with his sex vacancy in your family, then it's normal to object. Normal to subject. Kashtus of the Gemara is anywhere. It's anywhere. Kashtus of the Gemara. Again, a normal person, Dr. Ritva, no, it's good to be quiet. Our Gemara is talking dafka about such a mishpacha. He's also talking about Isa. Everyone in this Gemara is talking about an Isa. And when they say you have to scream, it doesn't mean you have to holler. It just means you have to say it's not true. You understand? Yeah, then we don't really mean hollering. We just mean that you answer and you say it's not so. So, the response is very misdavid the Gitarra. Very oilala das. And like I said, I think that's the Iker Teres. There are two other shooters to this question. One is the Ritva, the Kavanas Rashi. I think it's very sure it's the same thing, the Kavanas Rashi. That a whole sugya of talking. Dafka in a case where on one accusation he screams, and on the other accusation he's quiet. Our Gemara is talking in such a case where he screams for certain accusations and he's quiet for others. Dafka there, we have already a sugya. Even the Tanakhama only means in such a case that Shtika Kaido. However, the Gemara Kedushin is talking where a person is quiet totally, he doesn't scream, he doesn't object to anything. If you're quiet straight through, you're okay. And if the certain accusations and not other accusations, then that's a problem. This is how the Ritva B'Shem Rashi learned. The third teretz is the Raavad, which is quoted here in the Ran. The Raavad says that he's talking about two different kufis. His manazeh shtika is the right thing. Our sugi is talking in a time where Bezdin used to grant financial rewards to someone who accused. Someone publicly called someone else a mamzer. It used to be that you can go to Bezdin. At the time, you can go to Bezdin and get damages. What? Called libel. Okay. But today, Bezdin doesn't give libel.
No,
you go to the court. Okay. He stepped out in America. If you more complicated. Nowadays, if you can claim that you really thought so, you're not guilty of libel. Okay. It's proof of malicious intent, which is almost impossible to prove in a libel case. So, except that people are dumb enough to put it on paper before they do it, that they have malicious intent. And at any rate, the writer says that in a tkufa, in the place where you could pack and take someone to Bezdin for accusing you, so there's the normal thing would be the answer. But the manazeh, Dr. Raavad, shtikusa is the ikar. The Gemara Kedushin is talking about manazeh. Now the Gemara is talking about manazeh tanoim, and it was different. The Raavad is not the ikar la halacha, because Lamai says, we'll see, the place can discuss this whole sugya. And therefore, for the rest of the day, we're going to go with the Ritva's pshat, which is, at least for now, the Ikar pshat. And the first pshat is that what's shtika? Shtika of an amanatis. Shtika normally is that is nothing. Shtika of an amanatis, that's something. The next question is why the shtika works. Why the shtika works here in the Gemara? And this is really Taisus Kasha. Taisus Mistayad of Leimakin and Leimakahal. Taisus is a good Kasha, this Taisus. It does not seem to answer it adequately. So let's learn Taisus, and then we'll get into it. Mistayad of Leimakin and Leimakahal. So, you know what I'd like to do? First, let me tell you the lumdis, because I'm afraid if it gets confusing, that I'll lose you. Well, let's start from the lumdis outside, and then we'll work our way through Taisus and the way the Amim Luim brings this down. The basic lumdis is shtika, in whichever case our Gemara is talking, shtika of an Isa, of a family of an Isa, that shtika proves something. Think about the Tanakhama. Right? We pass right to the Tanakhama. So, according to the Tanakhama, shtika proves something. Why? Why does being quiet prove something? So why would you say, why shtika shows something? So you have, what? Shtika kaida. I think that's a phrase we're all familiar with. Shtika kaida. If you're quiet, it's like you're saying, yes, I am a cholo. Shtika kaida, dummy. And the shtika kaidah, I mean, what? Don't explain why. Why you speak a kaida? Well, if I'm quiet, this is the equivalent of saying I'm not a man. It's not about a mishpachas isa. Someone called him a chol, and he didn't say anything. I say he's maida. He's a chol in the family. Type of eidah. What? Well, we're assuming a mishpachas isa for people's grief. I can't make that such. People complain. So one way to learn is shtika kaita. Another way to learn is that it's an umdina. An umdina meaning that it's a svara. Umdina is a svara. The svara is, it seems to me he's a chalom. He didn't say anything. So it seems to me he's a chalom. That's the same as shtika kaita. It sounds exactly the same, right? One way to learn is shtika kaida, like he's being made. One way to learn is that it's an umdina that he's a chalal. We have some type of raya. Chayr will be a pashta dafkanida. Let's say we accuse him of being, the family has some chalal mixed in. We accuse him of being a chalal and he's quiet. Do we passel his brother? His brother came from the same parents. Do we passel his brother too? What? Shtika kaida dami. If I'm maida, something about me, that doesn't do with him. He's not maida. Yeah, but when a person is neman al atzmai, he's only neman al atzmai. If it's a haida, I'm maida. Say I have a business, a partnership. And I'm maida, the business owes someone $100. My partner doesn't have to pay. I have to pay. He doesn't have to pay. I can't be maida for you. So if it goes to b'tayra sayda, I'm just being maida, then it's only applied to a person himself, not to the shach. If, however, this is an umdina meaning that we assume that no one who's not a chala would be quiet. Nobody would do that. Nobody in the Mishpachat Isa who's not a chol would be quiet. If it got suat umdina, then it should work even with Gabi's brother, even the Pasmo's brother. Well, if you say Haydah, Adam Neman al Asmai. So, you remember, when we spoke about Adam Neman al-Asmai, or Shavi Anashay, really, we said that, by Shavi Anashay, we said a person can only create on himself a Hakifat Yisur, and not on anybody else. Not that we believe him, that with Gabi him, we go with his word. Neither we said, if I can name a Neder, and who is there, because with Gabi him, we believe him. We don't believe him with Gabi other. Someone walks into bed and says, I'm a mamzer, and he can't pass those problems. Why should he pass those problems? Come on, he died, he should pass those problems. If it's Haidah, though, if it goes to B'tayr Haidah, we're not really asking you. We're just saying, look, you say you're a chol. You're quiet. So you're saying you're a chol. Remember, we're going to pass the Kemer Tzai. So his brother's not a chol. He's a chol, his brother's not a chol. Right? In fact, there's a piece of meat on the table. And one person says it's Nevela. The other person says it's Shera. That's the pastor. The one who says it's Kosher could eat it. The one who says Nevela cannot eat it. Right? Because he was Shavi and Ashi Disu, right? He believed in Gabi himself, and he's not. Same thing, a person is mighty, he's a chalo. You hold say does, like he said, I am a chalo. Someone says, I am a chalo. He can pass on himself, he can't pass on his brother. If it's also umdina. And the word is not that because he's mighty. The pshat is that Bezdin has evidence. The evidence is, this is a family that's an Isa. And somebody in the family of an Isa always objects, and he didn't object. So we have two ways to learn. Either I'll speak a kaida, or else that there's a gedder of umdana here in the Gemara. Rashi uses the Lashon Haida Rashi, in Rashi Dibra Makla Tanakama, Zahidai. Rashi seems to say, Shasik Pasul Zahidai. He seems to learn that it's a din of Shrika Kaida. The Rambam seems to say the other way. The Rambam says, Chayshishin Lai Ula Mishpachtai. It's lost in the Rambam. Chayshish for him and his Mishpach. It seems from the Rambam, Pashat the Taich, is that it's an Omnino. That will Chayshish say to him and say to his Mishpach. So that it seems that this is a Machlaikis Rashi in the Rambam. And nice is two ways to learn. Just think, Mechayr will be another Nafkamina. If after he's Shaisik, witnesses come and they say he's not a Chalom. Two Aiden say he's not a Chalom. So what should be two Aiden? What's better than two Aiden? What's the answer? If it's Aidah, or the Neman al-Asma, yes, and the Aiden. If he's being Maidah, he's better than 100 Aiden. He's still to be considered a Chalom. If it's just an Umdana, which is a Raya, so then the Aidim are a stronger Raya. The Aidim are a very strong Raya. What? He's embarrassed to say or embarrassed to not say? See, a normal person, you'd be right. But an Issa, someone who's in a family that has such a shadow over them, he knows it's Mishpachas Issa, that's the case. Mishpachas Issa, it's Mechaisa, from Leah Rabbi Yeshua, he's believed. Shtika Kaida, what's the problem? There's no problem. Once he's mine then. You're saying that he made that, why do we expect him to speak? So according to Ritva, it's very understandable. If the family has a shadow of problem and you're accusing him, he says, not me. Not me, someone else. There's no way to answer. That's right. It's true, he may also say, so therefore if he speaks, we don't have a right either way. But if he's quiet, that we do have a right. The screaming wouldn't prove anything. Because he could be lying, could be telling the truth. But if he's being quiet, that's a right. So these are two ways to learn. Let's see now the Tosfos and why does the Gemara say, Mestaya, the guy thinks, Mestaya is better for me, I should be quiet, let Afkinalei Mekal. They won't make me a mamzer, they'll make me just a chol. Who needs the svar? Matzarech Vahaytayim. May Mahar the Shasik, Mishum Dei Doi Yitabaydi. The mamzer Shasik, Pasul Tanakama, Mishum Shtika Kaidah. This says, so Shtika Kaidah, which is a klal in whole Shas, so why do you have to say a svara, Mestaya Gloi Nafkinan, that I'd rather be quiet, they should only make me a chol, not a mamzer. Say, Shtika Kaidah, who I did the chol, Shaitik, where I'm Shimon, the Pasul Maitaina. Baaf, I got the Gabi Mamzer, Shaitik, Lidi, Dei, Lai, Ad, Shtika Kaidah, I don't be Shimon, the Savar, Mamzer, Kala, Islam. By Mamzer, this Lef, Mandi, Amar, Hold, Mamzer, you don't say Shtika Kaidah. Because Makir Yisrael had Mamzer Yishem in it. But Allah Allah can put him back all of them. Yishem in Elchi Pirush. Nuf Shah Negevah. Sabar Mestayit Lo Elef Kinalei Nekal Kuhuna. But you've got his Kuhuna on that. That's a Pshah. Pirush Afil Mekahal Kuhuna. Af Vishu Zab Echavi the Kareya Kuhuna. Sabar Da Emit Sinai Mekahal Kuhuna. So you would think Pshah Negevah is that he's quiet by Cholo. He says, look, not to make me a Cholo. Not a Mamzer. This is not Shem. Shem is being quiet because he's figuring that the Stayed line, I've given him the Kalkuna. I feel him the Kalkuna. I've been having the Kareel Kalkuna. So I've been having the Kalkuna. If Shem the Gemara is, he's thinking, if I want to stay a Kalkuna and not be a Kalkuna, the best thing is to be quiet. Because Sabri thinks, he means Saku, Yazu, Labara, Dabi, and Sulu. And this is Taisa Shita. Taisa Shalta, Shem of the Laws is the opposite of the Tanakam. Tanakam has said a normal person screams. And he's saying a normal person is quiet. The Tamzeh Shaykh Gamba Mamzeh Shaytik. Same thing is true by Mamzeh, who's quiet with Tanakama. Well, remember the Shtika Kaidah. The problem with this Taisa is he doesn't answer his original kasha. Taisa started with a kasha. Why does the Gemara just say Shtika Kaidah? Finished. Why do you have to come with a whole Lamdis? The sideline of Kim Lamdis. Taisa's answer is the Lamdis is a good Lamdis, he explains it. He says, Balay Naimar Shtika Kaidah. What's Taisa to say? Because in this case, he's thinking that if I speak, they'll investigate. So why don't we say Shtika Kaidah? Shtika Kaidah will be very good. Shtika Kaidah, I mean, that's why a whole is possible. I mean, we'll answer this question. That's not. Lamaisa, we still have the problem. Why don't we say Shtika Kaidah? Why come up with this whole moment? Second kasha he asks is why Tosfos didn't explain why in the Gemara by Mamzer it doesn't say a svara of Mestayev Lein Afkilei Nikal, and by Cholol it comes up with svara. Why didn't it say it already by Mamzer? Why do we have to wait for Shimon Elazar to say by Cholol he's quiet Mestayev Lein Afkilei Nikal? Say that right away by the Tanakhama. Tanakhama said, if you're quiet, say it right away. Say it by Mamzer. Why do you wait till the Shimon was talking only about a hollow? So these are the two problems. Why don't we say Shtika Kaidah? If we don't say Shtika Kaidah, we have a Svar of Messiah. Why does the Svar wait until the Shimon allows it? These are the two problems. Avi Mulim asked in Eis Aleph, this is Simon Beis, right in the beginning of Avi Mulim. In Eis Aleph, he asked these two kashas. He says, hold on, wait, look at my next Shtikl Torah, in Eis Beis, and this will be answered. Now let's learn Eis Beis. Eis Beis in the Avi Mulim, he asks, he brings from others who ask, a totally different kasha. We'll get back to that. Yes, the kasha, the Shulchan Aruch, this din of Shaisik Pasul is brought in Shulchan Aruch, like the Ritzvot, brought in the dinim of Isa, Mishpachat Isa. The Shulchan Aruch says that someone goes to someone in Mishpachat Isa and calls him a cholol, so chayshim. You have to be afraid, maybe he's a cholol. You can't be sure, so chayshim. The problem is that this doesn't belong in Shulchan Aruch. This whole Gemara is going to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds the Isa as kosher. So he holds the Isa as kosher. Now you could say, what happens if you call him a cholol and he's quiet? Because they don't believe it. The Gemara says, ain't on the menu. Shvachas Isa is possible, even without anything. Shvachas Isa is possible anyway. Right? Because there's a Gamaliel. The Mishpachas Isa is possible even if no one screams, no one's quiet, no one's accused, nothing. The Gamaliel says Mishpachas Isa is possible. All the way, right? And it's possible. Why is Shulchan Aruch bringing the Dinim of Shtika for? Who cares about the Dinim of Shtika? My Rabbi Yeshua, well, the Isa is kosher, I hear it. Yeshua, the Isa is kosher, so now we have to say, if you call him a follower, and he's Shaitik, oh, he's possible. According to Rav Gamliel, well, what's going on? Why does Shulchan Aruch bring down this whole sugya? So the Beit Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaika give different answers on this question. The Beit Shmuel goes with a simple parrot. The Beit Shmuel says that it's an afganina lahalacha. Because Reb Gamliel Taka holds that Reb Gamliel Taka holds that there's a that he's possible, Isa is possible. That's only the Chatzkila. The Diabed, Reb Gamliel would be made the Loisaitse. this Isa, Amonis Isa, married a Kayin, did he ever, we wouldn't force him to give a get. It's the Maisa, it's a sex thing. So it would be a Nafkamina and did he ever. Rav Gamliel passed. But Rav Gamliel be Maida. Because really, it's a sex thing. Really, Rav Yeshua is right. It should be kosher. Just my loss will be your sin. Rav Gamliel is going to pass it because we do a Maila by your sin and we pass it Amonis Isa. That's all the Kachila. If she already got married, and then we find out about it, like Satan. So in that case, where we already found out about it, there, if you go over to the person and say, you're a cholol, and he's shaysik, there, Rav Gamliel will hold Satan. Shtika kaida. Shtika is a proof, and therefore, it's a nafkamina that shtika only in a bidyavadik again. Shmuel's teretz is a little bit psychic in the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, but the Beis Shmuel seems that he doesn't have a way out. It's a bomb kasha. Why does Shulchan Aruch bring parts from up when you bring the Gemara, which is not going like the Minyan, we don't pass your way. The Chalkis Mechaika comes with the guidance to the teretz. If the Avnei Meluim likes, he says he likes it. He says, what are we talking about? A mishpachas isa. It means there's a cholol mixed in somewhere in this family, and we don't know who it is. Rav Gamliel holds the din is the entire family is not allowed to marry kayanim. They're all suffered cholol. My loss of yosin. Nobody's allowed to marry a kayan. Dr. Chalkis Mechaika. Now, if you go over to one member of the family and say you're the cholol, you're the cholol. And he's quiet. So what happens now? He's not a married kite. She's not a married kite. Right? It's like a pusher. She's not married even before. But the rest of the family is now going to be kasher. Now we discovered the cholo. We just discovered the cholo. Look, the chalkis mechaika. If somebody is shaysik, our Gemara is telling us that it's not normal. If you're Mishpachas Isa, you're fine. You now discover the Cholol. So you know who it is. Once you know who it is, you know who it's not. Just to play Clue. Yeah, who it is, so it's not anybody else, right? And have a different game. Guess who? That doesn't take so much brain. These kind of things are for brains, right? Clue for brain. But you hear what I'm saying? You hear what the Chalkis Mechaika is saying? It's a Kavadik Eteres. He's saying, being that our sugya is Megala to us. How come it's not Rabbi Yeshua? It's not Lala. But it's Megala to us that someone in the Mishpachas Isa who's quiet is a Raya there, the Cholol. Now it's Nafkamina by Reb Gamliel. Quay to Reb Gamliel. Mishpachas Isa, you could have 100 people that are all Pasul Akulim. Mishpachas Isa, there's some Cholol mixed into the family. When you go over to one member of the family and you say you're the cholo and he's shaysik, we now discover the cholo and all the other branches of the family are going to be mutter. Because all the other branches of the family are not the cholo. Why should I think they're a cholo? Because the cholo got mixed in and now I discovered the cholo. So la hachshir shara mishpacha. So it comes out, our Gemara, not teach us a cholo, teach us a kula. That if you accuse somebody and he's quiet, you started him, and now everybody else is okay. Everybody else is kosher. Whoever is not from his line in the family is kosher, because we found the cholo. This is what the Chalkis Mechaika says. The Beis Shmuel apparently doesn't agree with that. He doesn't hold to be machshir everyone else. What's the machlokes of l'machshir everyone else? Dr. Avnei Meluim, they argue in the two ways of learning. Do you say shtika kahida, or do you say it's an umdilim? The chalkas machlokes with this chiddush holds it's an umdilim. We have an umdilim that if we go over to Mishpachas Isa, he's quiet, he's the apostle. We have such an umdina, we keep it after everyone else. An umdina is enough, it's a sex like anyway. It's my loss of the yosin. Now we have an umdenet him. Ah, we have an umdenet him. We could be mashu the rest of the family because we discovered the cholam. Cholam of the family didn't say amen. You know something? You have an easy way to catch a ganav. There's a ganeva. Just to ask everyone, did you steal it? And the guy is quiet. He's the ganav. It's great. No, it works. I'll tell you, it works. You want to open up Scotland Yard? What do you got to do? You want to find terrorists? You walk around, you say, are you? And the first one who's quiet, you take him into jail. So you pass it that way. She could say, does on me. The problem is that usually they don't cooperate. Usually they say, I'm not. And that's what's going to happen here. It's a great idea to go around the family, but they're all going to say, it's not me. I say, how do you know? Why do you think it's me? I'll say something. They may not scream, they may not holler, but they'll object. So the chelkis mechaykes learns itself umdina. So we have a raya, he's the chalos. On the mail, we have a raya, everyone else is kasha. If they Shmuel didn't like it, Rabbi Mulum says, probably. The Avni Miluim learns our Gemara, al shtika kaida adami. If it's al shtika kaida, shtika kaida is not a proof. He just believes Lagavi himself. He's not believing Lagavi anyone else. On the mail, we cannot be matched to the rest of the family. This is a very very geschmack uptight in the machlaikis. The Chalkis Machlaikok is a beautiful svara, and Avi Mulum says he likes it. Now the Avi Mulum says, now that I have the Chalkis Machlaikok's insight into the sugya, I can go back to and explain Taisis. We had Chalkis on Taisis Kastaya. Main kasha was, why doesn't the Gemara say shtika kaida adami? Rabbi Mulum said, now it's kasha. Because shtika kaida is not enough. We want to accomplish more than shtika kaida. Shtika kaida, attacker make him possible. But it won't be mashed to the rest of the family. The svara that mistaya the lema, gina lema kaal, if you have a svara that is being quiet is a raya, because he doesn't want us to look into him, and he doesn't want us to examine him. So therefore, he's being quiet as a raya. That's a svara. That's an umdina. The style of the table call is a svara. It's a taisis. We're not going to have shtika kaida adami at all. Because shtika kaida is not enough. You want to do more than shtika kaida. We want to have an umdina. That umdina is from this svara. The style of the table call. It's a very glad. The other kasha, why do we only say Mistaidla and Akina and Kahal by Cholol and not by Mamzer? Why do we say it by Cholol and not by Mamzer? Rabbi Mulun says that also. Because the whole sugya in this Gemara is coming by Almanas Isa, by a family that has a cholol mixed into the family. That's the sugya. Cholol is mixed into the family, and the whole story takes place. And why is Rav Gamliel Machmir? We have a sex faker. From my loss of the yuchsin, that's the sugya of Almanas Isa. If it will be a mamzer mixed into the family, you have to be miluim and the Beis Shmuel hold, and the Chos Mechaikik hold, if it will be a mamzer mixed in, we'd be master on sex cycle. We wouldn't say, my loss of Yosef. My loss of Yosef is by Kuhulu. By Kayanim, we have a dinner, my loss of Yosef. So there, by Cholol, we have a sex cycle, you have an Amanasisa. So now, you have to investigate, we're going to puzzle the rest of the family. So now, if he's quiet, Shtika Kada is not enough. I want to have Mistaya, I want to have an Umdina, to be master everyone else. In a mamzer case, you have a mamzer mixed into the family. Suffolk mamzer, a sex fake of a mamzer is mutter. There's no my loss of the yuchsin by mamzer. It's only kuhuda that we say my loss of yuchsin. So therefore, if this exact case would be a case of mamzer, there's a mamzer mixed into the family, we'll match everyone. You go over to one person, you say, are you the mamzer? You're the mamzer. And he's quiet. No puzzle will happen. He'll be puzzled. He's quiet. But it's not going to be not sure everyone else. When the Tanakhama is going to say, Mamzer Shaisik is possible. That's enough shtika kleidah to possibly. You don't have to come with a whole svara and an umdina, because we don't need to be matzur everyone else. Everyone else is kosher before anyway. This whole shtikul tayra, that it's an umdina and we're passing him and we're matzur everyone, is only true by kala. So therefore, it's only by kala that I need a svara. So this is the Avnei Meluim, his explanation of the whole sugya. And he likes his pshat to go through all the umdina. The issue of, let me just finish the Gemara. What are we holding? Mistake by Matthew in the call. Tony Chadar, yes, he had a Shostak man's a kosher, so it's called apostle. Can you Shostak call a kosher, so man's apostle? Like that. Not like his packer. Can I come leave the Ramea? There shouldn't have been a Ramea. Okay. In Isa, the question of Mamzer Isa, or Isa's Mamzer, whatever you want to call it, Agamar is Amonas Isa, which is Cholol. Question of whether a Mamzer Isa would have the same din. It's a spec spike, it should be Mutter. Do we say my loss of the Yosef? As I just said, most places can hold no. The Shmuel, the Svachaki, the Lun, all say by Amonas Isa, spec spike is Mutter. The Gra argues, because in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mephorish. It says the din of Almanas Isa, and then it says, well, who had in this Aris, Namzer, right, Sopik Namzer. Shulchan Aruch, it seems to say the famous, who had in, if it's this Aris, Namzer, right, Sopik Namzer. But the Achrayim say a very posh the Teret, the gross time. Who had in is talking about what? It's talking about a Kayin. A Kayin wants to marry Almanas Isa, my loss will be yours. If there's a family in which a chalal is mixed into the family, a kohen should not marry. Like Rav Gamliel. Who adin mamzer Isa? If a mamzer is mixed into the family, who adin that what? That a kohen shouldn't marry. Just like a kohen, my loss will be yours, doesn't marry a family that has a chalal in it, he doesn't marry a family that has a mamzer in it either. Because my loss will be yours, the mila fakuna. But for Yisrael, there's no din of Mamzer Isa, no my loss will be used by Yisrael. So it's true that the whole sugya is Dafka Almanas Isa. Will be a Mamzer Isa, then it would be different. And when it says what din Mamzer, it only means for Gabi and Kari. Okay, so we're up to the next Mishnah.